It's time to take this game into overtime.
The official podcast
of the Average Joe's Sports Show
on 90.9 The Light Sports
for our generation.
Going into the last little bit, the final battle of the day. Guys, so here's something interesting. Ronda Rousey is most likely done fighting. I think we all can agree on that, right?
Yep.
Maybe.
Yeah, I hope so. I hope so.
I think she's
going
to watch her.
Sake, for her sake, I hope she's done.
I don't really want to watch her fight again.
She has definitely embraced and reached out and said that she's been at the lowest she's ever been. Similar to after her loss to Holly Holm. This is one of those just really difficult things.
For her own mental state, I hope she's done.
Right. But this is the interesting thing that I think we can all take a positive from. She broke out of her social media silence this last week. Took a picture of her in orange jail clothes where she was on Instagram. She was promoting her new spot on, she's a guest star on the show Blind Spot.
Oh, that's going to be good.
Yeah.
I love Blind Spot. She'd be great on there.
She messaged on her Instagram. She said that season two, to watch out for season two of Blind Spot, and episode 20 she heard was particularly good.
I'm guessing that's the one she's in.
I'm guessing that as well.
I was under the impression season two was already over, but I guess not.
It could be.
Maybe it's a mid-season break.
Mid-season break.
Which usually happens in December, but okay.
It seems like she's trying to make the transition into films, into movies,
well,
into TV.
I think
TV.
She would actually do really well.
Well, she's been in, The Expendables.
Right, she's
been
still in a very attractive
she
woman.
She had Fast and Furious 7?
I don't remember.
She was. She had that fight scene.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, she's been in some movies, and it worked out. I mean, hopefully it worked
out. To admit, her acting was pretty terrible in Fast and Furious 7.
Yeah,
hopefully she
gets
some practice. That was pretty bad.
Maybe she can get some
practice. There's not, I mean, but do you watch the Fast and the Furious movies for acting? Like, really? Do you ever watch the Fast and the Furious movies for the acting?
Man, we're going to move on to the next topic on that one. Tiger Woods is having some back spasms. He had to drop out of his last tournament. Guys, are we going to see him at the Masters?
We'll see him at the Masters. He won't make the cut.
Is he going to play?
I think he'll play at the Masters.
I don't think he's going to play.
I don't think he's going to play because if he doesn't feel healthy... If he does play, he's going to end up dropping out before he gets cut.
I don't think
he's even going to do that to himself.
I don't think he should. I think he will.
Okay. So, is he done?
Yeah, he's done.
I think so.
You think he's done?
I think so. At the back end of his career, how old is he?
He's what, 40?
41.
41?
Oh, yeah. Time to hang it up. Go to Florida. Go fishing.
I don't want to say
yes.
Yet
we see Tom Brady, who's...
In golf, you can do it in your 40s. You can even win a major in your 50s, but does he want to at this
point?
But
see, that's the thing.
He wants to be around his kids.
I agree with Thomas. Mentally, is he all together still?
Does he want to do it?
Is he there? I don't know.
I absolutely agree. I just find it so interesting that these injuries are not healing. Like, what is he doing exactly that's not allowing these to heal? When we see NFL players, like...
Could it be... previous HGH use. I'm not trying to accuse him of anything, but we saw his body break down.
Yeah, that's true.
Tiger Woods.
All right, one last thing. Tim Tebow reported to the Mets spring training.
Oh, that name.
Will that story ever go away?
I'm just saying.
Hey, he's
out of his first spring training practice. He hit 9 home runs
in BP. In BP is enough context as you need. He hit 9 home runs in batting practice. Like, that's... They're throwing you... They're like...
I don't know.
You're not hitting a full speed ball.
I hope it works out.
I'm going to give you this. This is what he said. When you are pursuing what's in your heart, when you are pursuing what you're convicted by, then you don't have to live with regret. 10, 15 years from now, looking back, thinking, what if... I admire him for doing everything he absolutely can.
Hey, it's inspirational.
So that
at the end of his life,
he's never going... Nobody will be able to say, well, he never really tried. What if he had tried?
He's tried everything.
Exactly.
He won a Heisman. He's played in the NFL. He was a broadcaster, a pretty good one. And now he's playing baseball.
I agree.
Hey, it's inspirational. If he wants to do that, good for him. Maybe he gets a shot. Maybe he puts in the grind for 2 years... And I don't know, maybe he gets a AAA. Maybe he gets a few extended at bats in September when the extended rosters are up there.
On 40-man rosters, yeah.
Who knows? I mean, best of luck to Tim Tebow. I love what he's doing. I love what he stands for. That's all I can say.
I personally would like to still see him in the NFL, just not at the quarterback position. I think you could maybe put him in as a tight end, maybe a running back on some, you know, third down plays or whatever.
Fullback, maybe.
Fullback, running back.
His time's done in NFL.
I think he's done in the NFL.
I think he's too old to get back.